Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I've been a Costco member for almost 25 years now, I think. It's just one of those things that, especially when you have like a growing family, it's a real obvious thing because you certainly go through diapers and wipes really fast. And then eventually you have growing children that need to be fed, and you've got, and that just continues on and on. And Costco, over the years, it has, they've increased their fee, they're because you have to pay a membership fee to shop there. I think I remember back in the day, the Gold Star membership might have been $35 or something. Now I think it might be, I don't remember. I don't know. I know my membership, or my executive membership's like $120 a year, but I get more than that back. And, some of the stuff that, with the amount of stuff that we buy there and the, and some of the other things that we avail ourselves of, it's totally worth it. But if you look at if you look at the way Costco makes their money, a lot of the stuff that they sell, they sell probably at cost or fairly near cost with minimal markup. If you look at where they actually make their money, it's on that membership fee, and I think. I thought about that, and I went, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, especially if their margins aren't that high. Now, they've also done some stuff as far as I remember it used to be, I think Hebrew National used to make their hot dogs that they'd sell at the food court, now they've switched to making their own, and they keep that cost at $1.50, right? And there's things like that at Costco that are probably loss leaders. Also, the $5.99 chickens or $4.99 rotisserie chickens that they sell. Stuff like that, right? They have these things that get you in, but in buy some of the other stuff. If you look at Amazon, right? Amazon, I think, has also kind of stumbled into this model with Amazon Prime. It's worked very well for Costco for a long time, and Amazon is not dumb, and they tie a little bit more to the Amazon Prime subscription, and it's gone up a little bit. If I'm shopping, it's usually the first place. It might be the only place, depending upon what it is I'm looking for, because most likely they have it, and most likely it's not. Sometimes I can find it slightly cheaper somewhere else, and sometimes I might buy that. But the reality is, Amazon's already got all my stuff, and so it just makes it really easy to do business with. There's probably some danger in that as well, right? Both Costco and Amazon both owning a lot of the dollars that flow through my my spending, right? It works, right? I mean, what Amazon stumbled on with Prime, I don't think I've heard anybody ever, kind of tie it back to somebody like a Costco, right? And there's an article that I'll link in the show notes that talks about, provides a little more details on, where Costco makes its money. And I suspect that Amazon has stumbled onto the same thing. At least I thought about it, going, okay, well, that makes nothing but sense, really, because, because that membership fee is pure profit. There's no actual cost, right, to being a member, so to speak. I guess with Amazon, there's some cost to the shipping, certainly. They can also factor that into their margins as well. It's kind of scary how often. I find myself, looking at Amazon versus stuff. And it's just, sometimes it's random stuff, the reflective vest I bought for jogging outside, a little headlamp I wear, I bought that on Amazon. Some of the stuff is, clearly, I'd say everything pretty much comes from China these days, at least, most things that, of a consumer nature, food, maybe not so much, but the, certainly electronics and, you know, anything that's manufactured is, you know, probably came from China. So, and you can tell by the names, and it's like, well, you know, and I'm, you know, in some cases I'm brand loyal, but, for a lot of things, it's like, just give me, you know, the thing that looks like it'll be okay. And yeah, Costco, you know, rotates things in and out of their store all the time. It's always kind of adventure going through Costco, because you never exactly know where things are going to be. They do move things from time to time, and and I'm trying to find that one thing I go to Costco for and they don't have it, or it's moved somewhere else. Sometimes and I think that's all part of the game with Costco, right? They're trying to get you to buy stuff that you may not have went in there to buy. And it's very easy to spend, you know, a few $100 at Costco. I can walk out with stuff that I don't even need a cart for, and I could probably spend $100 just on stuff that I carry in my hands. So clearly Costco's got a winning formula. Amazon's figured it out, and I think other companies are trying to do the same thing, but I don't know that it's going to work. I mean, because Amazon pretty much has everything, and Costco has kind of stuff you need right now, maybe not everything, but they have it in enough bulk that it would be difficult to ship. I like to get my hamburger at Costco, because it makes it pretty easy to have my meals and whatnot. So I don't know that Amazon's gonna be delivering my food anytime soon, at least not my perishable food. But clearly, if we're paying for membership or subscription or whatever you call it, for both of those things, they're clearly providing value. And yeah, it's okay, it's profit to these companies, but it works, and it's one of those subscriptions that we pay. And as I say, the Costco one I make money on, so it's kind of a no-brainer. The Amazon one, I don't necessarily get my money back, but I certainly buy a whole lot at Amazon, and I know a lot of other people do too. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.